Now, I don't know whether this hasn't been confirmed yet, but what if you were to go on tour with Ed Sheeran?
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Yes. what if that would
what
happen?
What if that were to happen? That would be amazing.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
You're suggesting when could I possibly
do that? I don't
know.
Let's say America, for instance.
Really?
Yeah. Well, would you like to
go
to America?
I'd have to look through my diary and see if there's any time from June onwards to do that. And if I were to do that, which is, as you say, totally, you know...
not confirmed or not, anything.
Nothing.
No.
No. Then that would only be a rehearsal for the main tour of mine in November in the UK.
Would you have to be separated? Because you are very good friends, and you have not reputation of the wild side of life, but there have been instances with Princess Beatrice and the sword.
He makes up stories, that boy.
Oh, does he?
He makes up stories just because he's desperate to sell records.
Oh.
but if I were to go on tour with him, I'm pretty sure it would be good fun.
Yes. Okay. Well, let's leave it at that. Finally, I just wanted to ask you about Carrie Fisher before I go, because I didn't know until recently, after her death, that you lived with her in Los Angeles. How did this relationship come about?
Carrie, I met in Notting Hill in a restaurant through mutual friends, and I said to her, she asked, you know, what are you doing? I said, I've got a record deal and I'm heading out to Los Angeles to make an album, my first album. And she said, well, you're going to need a place to live off the bat. And so she put me up in her house, and I've lived there whenever I'm in Los Angeles. That's been my home. And I recorded three albums there. Goodbye, My Lover, I recorded in her bathroom where she had a piano, obviously. And my first album's called Back to Bedlam because her house was in many ways, you know, it's kind of like a madhouse in itself, in a wonderful madhouse. Bedlam is obviously, you know, it means the hospital of Bedlam. And so she was a huge inspiration and a great friend, godmother to my son. And I'm desperately sad that he will grow up not knowing her because she was the most incredible woman. And the only thing I'd say about her untimely death, desperately sad, is that she went out at the top again, you know, back as General Lair, back in Star Wars, and for me, I'm incredibly proud of her.
Brilliant. Well, The Afterlove is the new album from James Blunt and is available from the 24th of March, and tickets for his visit to the BIC in Bournemouth on the 25th of November are now on sale. James, lovely to meet you again. Thank you very much for your time.
Lovely to see you. Thank you.